I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The war in Yemen might seem remote to most of us, but this week it got seriously closer. A U.S. Navy warship, the USS Mason, got fired at twice this week in international waters off the coast of Yemen. The missiles didn't hit the ship, and no one was hurt. Then yesterday, the Navy responded, firing cruise missiles at radar installations on Yemen's western coast, where the original missiles came from. That happens to be an area held by the Houthi rebels, and this is the first time the U.S. itself has fired on the Houthis, deepening American involvement in a war that's been going on for 19 months now. The World's Richard Hall is following events in Yemen from his base in Beirut. What are people in Yemen saying about the U.S. missile strikes, Richard?
Well, there's generally a concern about escalation at the moment. Many people are still holding out hope that this conflict can be brought to an end through negotiation. And when something like this happens and it brings in other players, other regional partners and different countries, it kind of pushes that possibility further into the distance somewhat. I mean, Yemenis are sick of this war. This has the potential to lengthen that war.
Do Yemenis see this kind of short back and forth firefight as kind of emblematic that the U.S. is now in this war, or do they see it kind of as a one-off?
I think Yemenis are under no illusion that the U.S. is deeply involved in this war, in fact. The U.S. since 2014 has provided logistical support to the Saudi-led coalition that is fighting the Houthis. They refuel planes, they provide intelligence for the bombing. They've also sold $22.2 billion worth of weapons since the war began to Saudi Arabia.
Right. I mean, there was this deadly airstrike on a funeral in Sana'a last week. It killed 140 people. The Saudis have stopped short of owning up to it, but they're really the only ones flying planes over Yemen. Are the attacks on the U.S. ship by the Houthis, if those attacks were by the Houthis, and they claim they didn't fire, were these attacks seen as retaliation?
Yeah, I mean, that's what many people are speculating, that this was a retaliation to that attack and to U.S. involvement in the war in general. The Houthis see the U.S. as being an active partner in this conflict. The attack on the funeral may have been a catalyst, but this is a message to the U.S. that we see you as an active partner in this conflict.
Right. And if it was retaliation, it would seem to be the most kind of public display recognizing that the U.S. is along with Saudi Arabia in this war.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time that the Houthis have fired on directly on the U.S. and the first time that U.S. has become directly involved in the conflict by firing its own missiles. This is a new thing in this conflict. You're right.
So, Rich, just remind us what the cost has been for civilians in this war so far.
So the situation in Yemen at the moment because of this war is dire, to say the least. It's been a particularly brutal air campaign by Saudi Arabia and in turn with U.S. backing. The attack on the funeral was just the latest atrocity. But we've seen hospitals, healthcare facilities attacked, densely populated civilian areas coming under fire. The UN says that 10,000 lives have been lost during this conflict, which began in 2014. 4,000 of those are civilians, the majority of these deaths being caused by coalition airstrikes. And of course, these airstrikes are being carried out by jets bought from the US by Saudi Arabia and with US bombs. So people do see this as a U.S. war as well as a Saudi Arabian one.
And the shortages of pretty much everything, it's all led to a humanitarian crisis in Yemen. I mean, I'm seeing pictures of children starving to death.
That's right. Hunger is rampant across the country as a result of the war. More than half the population is food insecure. Human Rights Watch said recently that Yemen was a step away from famine. So that should give you an idea of how bad it is. There have also been cholera outbreaks as a result of the crumbling healthcare system and attacks on hospitals. So it's really just a dire situation now in Yemen on the ground, a humanitarian situation.
The World's Richard Hall speaking with us from Beirut about the growing conflict in Yemen. Rich, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.